Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we're going to be talking about renewable energy in Nevada. Our guest is Ray Bacon. He's the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And on our pundit panel today, we have Bill Brainerd, Matt Sharp, and Clara Andreola. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully's Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Success to TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Ray Bacon. He's the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. But today, Ray, we're talking about energy, specifically renewable energy, so let's get on that. Now, I wanted to perhaps introduce a concept here that many of our viewers and listeners haven't heard about, and that is a feed-in tariff, Ray. And as you know, it's a policy mechanism designed to encourage the adoption of renewable energy sources, and they have been used in some states and also in nations such as Germany, Canada, China, and Spain. And what is the future of the feed-in tariff in Nevada? Could this help us become a renewable energy giant? If you could explain first what it is. Okay.
I think if this state's going to move forward, we're going to wind up doing something with feed-in tariffs or some other mechanism like it. What a feed-in tariff fundamentally says is if you build some sort of a renewable energy source that you wind up with a guaranteed 20-year contract from the utility that they're going to buy your power. Now, they've been handled reasonably well in some locations. Germany's does a pretty fair job with theirs. Spain apparently set theirs to the point where it's got an steadily increasing rate. Well, if you think about most renewables, almost by definition, you've got a large capital expenditure, but your actual cost of producing the power should go down over time. So Spain kind of got it backwards. Germany got it right. If we did something that said we're going to do a renewable, a feed-in tariff for renewables and put some constraints on it and allowed the utility to kind of shop around to buy those that were the lowest cost producers, we could probably bend the cost curve. Most renewables have a tendency to bend the cost curve up, with the exception of geothermal. The vast majority of the rest of them have a tendency to start increasing the cost. And the one thing the feed-in tariff, if structured properly, could do is actually, you know, start bringing in renewable power at lower cost.
Okay, now you mentioned geothermal. That is just one of the renewable resources that we have in Nevada. We also have wind. We also have solar. Can you go through a list of the potential of Nevada for the different kinds of renewable
energy? Well, the two that become obvious because we're a high sun load state become geothermal or solar photovoltaic cells, which are the ones that produce electricity directly. And they're still pretty expensive, and that technology has already gone through two or three different generational changes, and I think it'll go through more generational changes. I think they will eventually wind up being competitive, but they're a long way from being that now.
Mm-hmm.
Solar thermal systems is basically where you take the solar energy to heat water or some fluid to then turn a turbine and pretty much run it like a normal power plant. Those probably are more practical, and there's multiple applications where that applies. The Solar One project down in Boulder City is a solar thermal operation. Hydro is politically not a renewable. I have questions as to whether that should be the case or not. The last time I knew, it still rains, and that should make it renewable, but it's right now, in most cases, it's not classified as renewable. The wind stuff we've talked about. Wind, to really be effective, needs a relatively constant wind. And we blow a lot here, but we do it for short periods of time and fairly gusty in many cases. So I'm not sure we've got great potential for wind. There will be some.
Well, Ray, we do have a legislature that meets every other year, so there's a lot of hot air coming out of Carson City.
But you can also get power out of waste heat, and I think the legislature probably is better there for waste heat.
Okay, let's talk seriously about waste heat. Because Governor Gibbons wants to require that 75% of all waste material in Nevada be recycled, according to a story that was published yesterday in the Las Vegas Sun. And the Gibbons staff is working to prepare legislation that would institute the recycling mandate. What do you think about this, Ray? Is that possible? It seems like it's pretty ambitious, 75%.
It relates to the whole energy issue in a lot of respects. It is possible. There's an outfit in San Jose that the governor and his deputy chief of staff, Lynn Hetrick, have visited that's getting about, on residential waste, they're getting over 90% recovery. Mm. So 75% is not an impossible number. They get a lower level of recovery from industrial waste because industry cleans up their stuff before it ever goes in the trash. But clearly that's potential. Here's the issue that you get into. The governor is trying to put some level of controls over what would be dumped from neighboring states because we've got a lot of land area and things like that. He can't just say, no, your train can't cross the border because of the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. What he can do is he can put constraints on that everyone would have to apply to. So that would mean that it would affect the Sunrise operation for Republic down in southern Nevada. It would affect Lockwood up here. If Carson City continues to have their dump, and I think they will, it may be the first one to actually try this technology. And I think there's a dump in Elko. So we'd probably wind up with four dumps in the state, plus this one from California, which is talking about the Winnemuck area, but all of them would be required to do the 75% recycling process. The operation in San Jose is fascinating because it's very little hand effort and it's single stream, and they sort it all out and package it up and ship it and use it, and they make it into compost and they pull methane gas out of it. But there's also an incinerator type operation that's an experiment in southern Nevada which generates power directly. So there's huge opportunities. My prediction is they will take place, they will take time to do and do right, and we'll see what happens. But I think we will get there in this whole renewables thing, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Okay, Ray, let's take a time out to pay a few bills. We'll be right back after these few messages with more with Ray Bacon, and we're promised no more jokes about the legislature.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Ray Bacon, the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, but he's kind of like a renaissance man when it comes to everything Nevada. We're talking, of course, about energy, renewable energies. And Ray, as you know, state gaming revenues continue to decline at a very alarming rate, especially with all the tribal gaming in our feeder markets. Do you see one day the whole renewable energy industry overtaking gaming as Nevada's number one revenue producer?
Probably not.
No.
First of all, anytime you're shipping energy around, there's line losses involved in the thing, and we're not close enough to the major metropolitan areas. We will be a major player in the renewable energy, but from a revenue standpoint, would it ever get to the point where, unless somebody does a superconductor so we can ship our power to LA and have no line losses on the thing, we're just too far away to make that become a huge revenue thing. It'll be some substantial number, but probably never overtaking the gaming industry unless I totally missed the mark on the thing. But it's going to become a major player in this state. But it's going to take a while. It may take decades, several decades.
And if we get the BLM's help in all of this, would that make it a more difficult transition?
BLM certainly has the potential because they tend to own us and tend to treat us like a territory in many cases. They can make this a lot slower process, and they can make it a lot more difficult process. As to what they'll actually do on that, the jury's out. We'll tell you in about 20 years.
Okay. Now, you know, this there is a like a synergy between gaming and renewable energy, and, yep. And my example is the Peppermill Resort Casino in Reno, where they have drilled down to the geothermal hot water under their property, and they basically heat that huge property 24/7 with the geothermal energy that is under them. Their biggest competitor in Reno, the Atlantis Casino Spa Resort, is studying to do the same thing. What do you think is the future of that?
That geothermal field that the Peppermill is on has been known about. There were houses that were built in Lake Ridge 30, 35 years ago. That were hooked into that geothermal thing. A friend of mine at the time did his house with geothermal. It was very expensive. It was difficult to get long-term financing on the thing because nobody was sure what the geothermal resource was going to do, but it's been fine. I think we should be ashamed that it took us this long to actually do that kind of a major project with it. If the Peppermill's not that old, it should have probably had that done from square one. But they have no idea how big it was going to be.
Okay, now you mentioned getting financing in the past was difficult, and in this day and age, getting financing for anything
is a nightmare. It's just an absolute nightmare.
Is that going to maybe impede other resorts, the hospitals, for example, to try to tap into this energy source?
Well, the geothermal thing, You only get to play with that where the geothermal source resists or exists, resource exists. In a lot of places, it doesn't. There happens to be that thing right at the base there of Lake Ridge that's a fairly sizable geothermal field. But to my knowledge, I mean, I'm no expert on this issue at all. That's the only area of geothermal stuff, with the exception of the hot springs out at Mount Rose. That's the only one that I know directly in the Reno Carson or the Reno area. There's one, of course, south of Carson at Hobo Hot Springs. There's Grover's out in Markleyville. There's hot springs around here, but right now those are not well tapped and not well used.
Okay, now just a few weeks ago, this big city center project, $8.5 billion property in Las Vegas opened up, and I was kind of impressed with their commitment to renewable energy and, you know, architectural designs that save energy. I mean, they even run all their limos on compressed natural gas.
Remember, we passed legislation in, 2007, if I remember correctly, that gave just a huge windfall for those projects to go through the LEED standard process.
Right.
Okay. LEED is somewhat political, but they built and designed that project from square one to qualify it because the tax write-offs and the tax abatements they're afforded are huge. As we start to take a look at how we diversify the Nevada economy, we have to take a look at how can we do things that are not necessarily full LEED qualified, but drastically reduce the energy consumption in residential housing, in commercial construction, and there's things out there. Part of our problem as a country is that the building codes for a lot of these new techniques, whether we're talking SIP walls or mag walls or whatever, ICF type stuff, the building codes in many cases are obsolete. They don't fit. As you know, I built a house relatively recently. That's my construction material. As you can see, it's really heavy. I can hold it right out there.
Now, that's what is that for?
That's styrofoam, and you pour the inside of it full of concrete to make your house. So it's inside, insulated on the inside, insulated on the outside, and there you go.
Very cool.
This is just a section. The actual blocks are 16 by 12 by 48, and they weigh about 3 pounds.
Okay. Ray, we got to cut it right there. We'll be right back with our all-star pundit panel after we pay a few more bills.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Get today's latest looks at prices you can afford. Right now at Eye Masters, 2 complete pair of glasses, only $99. No-line bifocals, 2 complete pair for $149. Prescription reading glasses, only $29. Eye Masters, why pay more?
Who is carefree enough to say, don't worry, be happy? Well, everyone who shops at RC Willey, because RC Willey takes the worry out of shopping with their customer satisfaction guarantee, which means whether you're making over your entire home or just tweaking it a little, if there's a problem with anything, and I mean anything, they'll make it right. That's just the RC Willey way. How else do you think they've stayed in business for more than 75 years? So fear not, shoppers. At RC Willey, it's your home, your way.
Save thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars
on your next auto purchase with a certified pre-owned Honda from Bill Pierce, courtesy Honda. Our certified pre-owned vehicles are the best value for your dollar. They meet strict factory standards, feature an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty, are priced thousands less than new, and of course, they're Honda.
They're Hondas.
So before you spend your hard-earned money on any vehicle, come see our great selection at Bill Pierce, courtesy Honda, Northern Nevada's number one certified pre-owned Honda dealer.
We can't do it without you. Join the March for Babies and help us give every baby a healthy start.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to our all-star pundit panel today. Of course, let me introduce around the table first, Bill Brainerd. community activist, and I always call him my favorite Republican. We have Clara Andreola, President and CEO, Associated Builders and Contractors, Sierra Nevada Chapter, Attorney Matt Sharp, and of course, Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Matt, let me start with you. We have one more day left in 2009, and what do you think were the biggest political stories in the state of Nevada in the past year? We'll go around the table on this.
Well, I guess that'd have to be Governor Gibbons in whatever respect you want to look at. I mean, from the, you know, the personal issues he had with, and all the way through the legislative session. I think for Nevada, that would be the biggest issue.
Okay. Clara, do you agree with that, or?
I'm not sure that I would say that that was the top. It certainly is in the top categories, but I think Senator Reid and putting Nevada on the spotlight and some of the things that are happening in Washington, D.C. that are affecting the entire nation are certainly interesting. The timing of things, special things that are happening on weekends and right before Christmas certainly are going to create an interesting 2010.
Yeah, but okay. he said state, not federal.
He did.
Well, that, you know.
I'm just kidding.
He did.
But now, Bill, it seems to me that there is a lot of animosity grew this year in certain conservative segments of our society against Senator Reid. Do you think that's one of the biggest stories?
Well, I think the conservatives have generally been against Reid. I don't think that's new. You're talking about the father, not the son.
But yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's anything particularly new. Of course, they clearly aren't going to like his health program. They aren't going to like his cap and trade. They're not going to like any of those things. So, yeah, and according to some statistics, I guess he may be in trouble in this state. I'm not entirely certain those are correct, but they're certainly at the moment he's not polling too well in this state, which just pleases me no end.
Well, Ray, you take it from here. What do you know?
I think the biggest single thing which impacts the entire country, but clearly, I sense it during the last legislative session, is there are very few statesmen left in this state and certainly in the country. Everything has become a partisan battle. The number of people that can actually walk across the aisle and deal with the other guys is getting to be a smaller and smaller group. At the time when we need everybody working together, nobody's working together. I think we've got serious troubles in the country because of that issue more than any other single issue.
Okay, let's move on to 2010. Now, Matt, of course, this is an election year. You mentioned the Gibbons administration, and I could see your point with the texting issues and things, but it seems that lately, with the new team he has in place, that he's doing much better as he heads into the 2010 election cycle. Do you agree with that or no?
Well, I think you can never underestimate Jim Gibbons. Politically, I mean, he's been very successful politically, running for offices, running initiatives. He has been. So I don't think you can count him out in any degree. I certainly never meant to imply that.
Okay. Clara, of course, going into 2010, we spoke about Harry Reid. We also have his son, Rory Reid, running for governor. It's questionable how this is going to work when you have Harry Reid and Rory Reid at the top of the Democratic ticket. Is that going to hurt or help?
Well, I think it's a challenge, obviously, because most folks, you know, are concerned with having a dynasty, so to speak, in political office. But at the same time, I think that the Republicans really need to stay focused and really have a clear, concise plan. And I think that Rory is going to actually have a bit of a tough time because of what Senator Reid has done, and in fact, Gibbons even challenging the constitutionality of what his father has done for our country and for Nevada. So I think that that leadership is may come into question and may bleed down into what he is going to propose.
Okay, Bill, what can Rory Reid do to maybe negate this other than changing his last name to McGillicuddy?
Well, I suppose he could take positions adverse to his dad. That would help. I don't know. You know, he's a force down in southern Nevada, obviously. You know, he's got political, strong political connections down there, and I understand he has very strong ties with the unions and with the casinos. So I think he just decides he's going to say who he is and maybe differentiate himself as much as he can from his daddy.
Okay, Ray?
I think there was a clip in the RJ this morning. Somebody wrote in and said, you know, Rory's off on his ethics issues, and the first thing he should do is call his father.
And find out what not to do?
Is that a good place to end the show?
Yeah, and the timing of those ethics issues. He's proposing this ethics reform right when a Clark County commissioner is being released from federal prison. Also, Steve Ross, actually, I believe, was found guilty of, or at least there was some ethics violations in some of the votes that took place at the Clark County Commission. So I think that there's some things that are happening that certainly are filling his bag that may be difficult to separate. Okay. From his father.
Matt, you got the last word, ethics. When you look at 09, I think of Senator Ensign.
Yeah, I think that would be I think he would be the poster child.
Okay.
For lack thereof.
Right. Hey, we got to cut it off right there. We'll be right back with more Nevada Newsmakers. I want to wish everybody a happy new year.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow's guest, Norman Smith of C4 Cube in